朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
神居然触摸我。
How is it possible this almighty God would touch me?
怎么可能这么圣洁的神居然来触摸我这个长大麻风污秽的罪人？
But this most holy God would come and touch me who is a leper.
怎么可能？哦，当他 touch me 的时候，整个喜乐 joy flood my soul.
And how could it be that when he touches me, that joy would flood my soul?
Then something happened that I know, 对不对？弟兄姊妹，每一个被他 touch 的都知道有事情发生。
Yet something happened, and now I know, and everyone who's been touched by him knows this.
He touched me and made me whole.
He touched me and made me whole.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们最需要的永远是耶稣。
But sister, we always need Jesus the most.
虽然我们人生有很多的理想，有很多的追求。
Yes, we may have many dreams and many pursuits in our lives.
没有一个需要大过我们需要的需要耶稣。
There's no one need that surpasses our need.For Jesus.
当他触摸我们的时候
yeah, when he touches us,
他让我们长破破碎的人生得到医治
and this broken life is healed.
当他触摸我们的时候
yeah, when he touches us,
他让我们的大麻风我们污秽离开我们
and the leprosy and the filth that we have is departed from us.
当他 touch 我们的时候
and when he touches us,
make me whole, 我所有的破口漏洞都被补全
he's made me whole and he's filled all the holes in my life.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要耶稣，需要耶稣来触摸我。
Friends, so we all need Jesus. We need Jesus to touch us.
下个礼拜我可能会讲血漏的妇人，说我们要来 touch Jesus.
Next week we'll talk about this woman who had this continual bleeding and about the touching of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，每一个被耶稣触摸的人，在他身上一定带来改变的。
And everyone who's been touched by Jesus would have a transformed life.
刚才我们都已经交通到了上个礼拜，大家我们有一个很好的丰收哈。至少有25个人决志。
We want to thank God. There was a wonderful harvest last week. At least 25 people came to the Lord.
上个礼拜我在华盛顿 DC 讲到，我不在现场，所以我能不能请上个礼拜决志的所有的这些新的弟兄姊妹，请你们站起来，让我敲敲你们。
I was not here with you last week. I was preaching in Washington DC. All hands up. The Lord please stand.
感谢主啊！感谢主，还有没有？不要客气，站起来。
Anyone else?I stood up last time. Don't be shy.
那我介绍一下，我叫于洪杰。
My name is 于洪杰。
请坐。
Please be seated.
非常欢迎啊。
We welcome you.
因为我不介绍的话，等一下你们可能会来欢迎我。
If I don't introduce myself, perhaps you'll come and welcome me.
那我也要提醒弟兄姊妹，你看我们有25个人决志，今天有5位回来。
And I want to remind brothers and sisters, 25 people committed their lives to the Lord last week, but we see 5 standing today.
这是我们神家的亏欠。
And this is a lacking within the house of God.
好不容易大雨中去发福音单张。
And in the midst of the rain, we went and passed out flyers.
有那么多时间背后的祷告流泪。
And so many times that we spent in prayers and shedding tears.
同工们这么殷勤的服侍，把整个聚会做的。服侍得这么好
and the co-workers worked together so wonderfully and we had a wonderful service
但是我们的 follow-up 的关怀照顾跟进我们缺乏
our follow-up and our caring and is obviously lacking in this area
希望我们弟兄姊妹希望每个小组都起来
Brothers and sisters, every small group may we all rise up
希望我们有一个心愿明年这个时候一年之后这25个人绝大部分都还在
and we would pray that at the end of this year that these 25 members they would still be here
所以我们这个礼拜每个小组都要有责任的。
And this week, every small group, we have a sense of responsibility.
怎么可能一个孩子生下来没人管呢
？How is it possible that when a child was born, nobody would care for him?
所以希望我们爱 一个不及时的爱，让我们有跟进。
And that we would continue to change and improve concerning this unending and unceasing love.
另外一件很喜乐的事情，就是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹昨天终于结婚了。
And we want to praise God that Erwin and Helen finally got married.
而且他今天早上就跑来服侍来这边翻译了。
And this very morning, Erwin is up here translating.
感谢主。
And praise God.
主永远居首位。
The Lord is always the first in our life.
今天早上我要继续讲我两个礼拜以前。没有讲成的那篇道。
And I want to continue with the message that I feel that I did not quite complete a couple of weeks ago.
所以你们的讲义如果还在的话，应该可以继续用。
If you still have your outlines from 2 weeks ago, you can recycle and use it again today.
那也算是巧合。
And it is by coincidence.
因为我原来要讲的那篇信息就是跟婚礼有关的，正好昨天我们参加婚礼。
And the message that I wanted to share has something to do with the wedding. It just so happened we were at a wedding yesterday.
那个上个礼拜我们交通到这个。因为日本的地震，让我们大家都在主的面前对生命要更珍惜。
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about observing the facts of the earthquake in Japan that we all need to be take life more seriously and treasure life.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹要少上网，多下网。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to get on the internet a lot less and go and fish a lot more.
要多下网，不光是在福音上，我们所有的追寻上，我们都应该多下网。
And everything in your life, go and cast out nets and lay hold of things a lot more.
那么今天我们要讲跟随耶稣的脚中行，我们讲耶稣第一个所行的神迹。
And as we continue with the topic of following Jesus in His footsteps, we want to talk about the very first miracle that He's performed.
我们请读约翰福音第二章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
我们从第一节读到第十一节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 3:11.
我们请弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
We'll ask the brothers to read a verse, and the sisters will alternate, and you'll read a verse.
我们一起开始啊。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。”耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说：“现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的。”他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。”这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。好，我们再翻过来后面，约翰福音第四章十三节到十四节，这也是我们讲义上的背诵经文。
Let's go to John chapter 4, verse 13 through 14.
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水，要在他里头成为泉源，直永流到永生。”好，我们的圣经就读到这啊。
This will be our reading today.
这里讲到有一个婚礼。
And here is spoke of a wedding.
我不晓得大家记不记得我们中国人常常讲的人生四大乐事。
And Chinese often said that the four things to celebrate, great things of joy.
我都记得我高中的那个老师，他讲课的时候常常喜欢摇头，也不能讲摆尾，这是摇头。
And I remember when I was in high school, one of my teachers, he would always, start waving around with his head as he was teaching.
现在很少看到这种老师了，他常常念一些古诗的时候就头这样摇来摇去。
When he was particularly reciting ancient poems, he would, just rock back and forth.
大家记不记得？哪四件事情
？You guys recall what are the four things?
金榜题名时，对不对？还有呢，洞房花烛夜，你们怎么总是记得这个？还有，他乡遇故知，最后一个了。久旱逢甘霖啊，逢甘霖，十件事情。
The first one when you are entering the college.
所以
you get married. second one is your honeymoon night.
Yeah. Third one is 什么？我刚刚讲什么？他乡遇故知，你在很远的地方碰到你家乡的朋友。
Oh, you meet someone from home from when you're traveling afar.
第四个就是很久的 drought season 以后的 rain come.
Rain that comes after a very long drought.
那你有没有想过，这四个人生四大乐事都很短暂
？And these four great things in life, they are all very short.
他不是讲结婚是一个大事，而是说洞房花烛夜。
It's not that wedding is a huge thing, but you know how wonderful that first night, the honeymoon night is.
那久旱逢甘霖，下完雨可能又干了，对不对
？And the rain after a long drought, yes, after the rain, you can have another drought.
那金榜题名时，那个快乐也很短的。
金榜题名
就是。就是，我也不知道怎么讲。就是你考上你要考的学校。
But you actually are accepted into the school that you wanted to go to.
那个上次我忘了是那个陈弟兄讲他底下的学生，有一个人做见证说被别人恭喜通过口试那个博士的考试。So, 叫他 Dr. Zhang, 他高兴得不得了。
And there was a particular brother that shared that he had a student where when he passed the oral dissertation that somebody congratulated him and said Dr. Zhang, and he was so happy.
他从五楼要冲回家告诉他太太的时候，才跑到一楼，他的脚步就突然慢下来。
And he was rushing from the fifth floor down to the first floor, and he wanted to go home tell his wife. By the time he got to the floor, his footstep began to slow.
刚刚那个兴奋跟快乐一下子不见。
That excitement all of a sudden ceased.
他觉得好虚空。
And he felt vanity.
拿个博士有什么了不起
？What's the big deal that I have?
这么多功夫
，Doctor. I spent all this time.
满街都是博士，现在。
There are doctors everywhere now.
你看，我们扫厕所一半以上都是博士。
The brothers who are cleaning the bathroom today at church, half of them are doctors.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不要生气哈。
Don't be upset, our dear ones.
弟兄姊妹，其实地上的追求有很多的事情，人很羡慕，很羡慕。但是其实他的快乐都不够久的。
Yes, there are many things in this world that people pursue and they pursue, and when we lay hold of it, the joy is but for a very small moment.
但是至少结婚，这件事情是在四大乐事之一。
But concerning a marriage, this wedding is one of the great things.
那尤其在犹太人，他们碰到婚礼的。时候是他们这个整个乡里或是整个家族里面是一件很大的事情。
In the Jewish culture, when it comes to wedding, it's a big thing for the entire village, for the entire family.
你看我们昨天参加婚礼跟吃晚宴的时候，双方父母常常都谢谢大家百忙中还来参加这个聚会。
And at the banquet, the parents of the bride and the groom thanked everyone that in all your busyness you guys came and celebrated with us.
因为我们觉得婚礼没有空参加，或是这个并不是一件很。非去参加不可的事情，很多人啊。
And there are many people do feel that you know wedding is not one of those things that you have to attend.
可是，在当时的巴勒斯坦的那个地方，婚礼是一件大事。
But in those days in Palestine, wedding is a huge thing.
整个村镇的人都知道这个人要结婚。
The entire village knows that this couple is getting married.
因为他们平常的生活非常的 boring.
Because their lives, their everyday lives are extremely boring.
他们就是种种田啊，就是放放羊啊，所以当听见婚礼的时候都很兴奋。
They plant their fields and they lead the sheep out to the pasture. And so when somebody's getting married, wow, everybody's getting excited.
所以这里的婚礼，你看他们告诉我只能一个半小时，所以我昨天不能讲太长。
So our wedding ceremony, they told me I'm limited to the entire ceremony is limited to an hour and a half, so I can't speak very long.
在那边的婚礼一般都是五天到七天的。
The wedding back in the days was like 5 to 7 days long.
所以是大事。
So it's a big thing.
不要那么高兴，将来就给你五天好了。
Ethan, don't be so excited. We'll give you 5 days when you get married.
所以是大事。
So yes, it is a big thing.
但是呢，在这边的故事里面记载，就是当他们连第一天喝酒的时候呢，就发现酒用尽。
But as the celebration began, the very first day when they start to enjoy the wine, they really discovered that the wine was gone.
因为很 boring 的人很多，他们
because there were a lot of people that were bored with their lives.
可能很多人甚至想说，哇，加拿有，甚至从耶路撒冷都跑去了。
So perhaps somebody heard, oh, there's a wedding in Canada, so everybody came from Jerusalem.
很多的朋友都来，所以酒一下就喝完。
So a lot of friends showed up, and all of a sudden the wines are all consumed.
那你们说吃酒席，这个吃 banquet， 然后突然酒用。那我们教会 不用酒哈。
You said we have a banquet and the wine is all gone. Traditionally, our church don't encourage having alcohol on celebration.
我们在讲当地的风俗哈。你说他们吃饭喝酒，喝酒是大事。
But in the custom of those days, to have wine during that time of celebration is a huge and it's a very important thing.
喝到一半没有了怎么办
？They get to the point that everybody's being happy and all of a sudden the wine's gone.
你们记不记得我曾经讲过一个我跟于师母以前在旧金山上班的时候。
And I once told everybody the story when Sister Nancy and myself were still working in San Francisco.
旧金山有一条 Market Street 啊，大街。
There's a street.
Market Street. 边边很多 homeless people and they're drunker.
And there are actually a lot of homeless folks that are on the street and they're drunk.
啊，所以有一天我们走过去的时候，看见一个homeless people 啊，他们那个酒瓶一直喝，一直喝，一滴都滴不出来。
There was a particular person had the bottle all the way up, and there wasn't even a drop coming out.
就突然他砰一声把瓶子打破了。
And all of a sudden you hear this loud smash of the bottle.
我们以为他生气，没想到他拿起碎瓶来就舔。
Not realizing that we thought he was angry, but what he wanted was to lick the alcohol inside the bottle.
酒喝尽了。
The wine is gone.
那里面还不过瘾。
But I am not satisfied.
所以里面就很痛苦。
So of course we feel pain.
很遗憾。
And we feel lost.
那一天那个局面就是吃到一半酒没有了。
And that particular situation on that day is they were celebrating, they were eating, and all of a sudden the wine is all gone.
所以你跟知道那是一件非常窘迫、非常的遗憾哈，这个不能尽兴的一件事情。
And it's something that is very frustrating, it's very tragic for that particular celebration.
然后对主人来说是很丢脸的一件事情。
For the master of the feast, it's a very embarrassing moment.
啊，因为你要带着期望、翻山越岭的来，但是却不能满足。
And everybody came with the excitement of celebrating, and all of a sudden they can't continue.
弟兄姊妹，今天我要讲的这个故事是圣经上特别强调是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
The reason why I want to share this is because the scripture says that this is the very first sign that Jesus performed.
我们有两件要特别注意的事。
There are two things we need to pay attention to.
第一个，它是第一个所行的神迹。
It's the very first sign or miracle.
你要想哈，这位万王之王，这位宇宙的神，有一天道成肉身来到地上。
This King of Kings and the Lord of the Universe, He came in the flesh into the world.
行神迹对他来说一点都不困难。
To perform a miracle is not very difficult for him.
那为什么他忍了三十年？
Why did he wait it for 30 years?
而他所行的第一个神迹是在这个场合里面行。
And yet the very first miracle, or the sign that he's performed is in this circumstance.
你要晓得这个第一个是非常非常有重要意义的。
So this very first one has a very significant meaning.
你就假想哈，我们培明弟兄身怀绝技啊，全世界没有一个人打得过他。
And just imagine that our brother James, he is just skilled with his arms and hands, and nobody could beat him in anything.
柔道、跆拳道、什么道都是，人家是九级，他可能十八级了。
Judo, Taekwondo, whatever do, somebody may be at the ninth level, he's at the 18th level.
然后天下没有人知道他身怀绝技
，and nobody can tell that he is a master of these arts.
直到有一天他要决定要来发表他的这个绝技的时候
，until one day he decided I'm going to let all everybody know that I am the master of these arts.
那他一定会挑一个特殊意义、特殊场合来发表他。
He will look for a particular time and a particular moment.To express his ability.
所以我在这里先提醒大家，第一件事情就是这是耶稣所行的第一件事情。
And I want to remind everyone that this is the very first miracle that Jesus has performed.
所以我们要注意到为什么 ，why this one， 哎，为什么是这一件事
？We need to ask why. Why did the Lord perform this particular miracle?
希望我们听完道以后，我们都能回答得出来。
And after this message, I hope that we can all have a response.
第二件事情要提醒大家。
The second thing I want to remind everyone.
约翰福音里面所讲的耶稣的神迹，八个神迹
，and of the eight miracles that Jesus has performed in the Gospel according to John，
中文翻神迹
，and the Chinese translation is simply translated miracle。
但是在原文里面，却是用它是一个表号，一个表征
，but in the original text is actually translated to be a sign。
所以英文的圣经很多的圣经都不用 miracle 这个字，而用 sign。
So the Gospel according to John does not use the word miracle, but the word sign.
换句话说，这个神迹不是只有神迹的本身叫人注意。
And this particular event is not just miraculous to draw people's attention,
而是这个神迹的背后才是真正的意义。
But behind this particular event, there is a particular reason. There's a sign behind it.
这个东西不过是一个 sign,
and this.Particular event is but a sign.
它背后的 significance, 它的 meaning 才是最重要的事情。
But the significance and the meaning of why this has happened is the importance.
当你看见一个人穿着便衣过来，
And when you see someone who is in a street clothing, ordinary clothing, and all of a sudden he pulls out his badge and he says, FBI.
那个金属牌子上面写的三个字, FBI, 我们里面马上知道怎么回事。
And this badge, all of a sudden, it says that he's from the FBI, and all of a sudden we understand what's going on.
因为这个东西的背后有它的意义在。And
because what's behind these, this badge has a particular meaning.
所以当耶稣叫水变成酒,
and when Jesus caused water to be wine,
从外面看是一个神迹,
but from outwardly, it's a miracle.
但是他说是一个sign而已。
But the scripture says it is a sign. It is but a representation.
But
there's a meaning behind this particular sign that we need to comprehend.
And
so this is what we need to understand before we come and look at this particular miracle. So we're
going
to come and examine and look at it carefully. And what is it that the Lord Jesus is trying to tell us before that is through the performance of this miracle? And the God of the universe, what is the message that he wants to declare?
那首先,
and of course, I gave you the answer in your outlines, but I asked you guys to temporarily put it aside. And every person has the ability and the potential to pursue happiness. The laws of the states also give men the right to pursue happiness.
Though
they cannot guarantee that you will obtain happiness, but there to govern and to protect your right to pursue happiness.
所以人追求快乐，追求满足是人之常情。So
it's very ordinary, it's very obvious that everybody would pursue happiness.
原来我说其实神也希望我们快乐。
I will also say that God would delight that we would be happy.
不光消极上面，耶利米哀歌3:33说到神并不甘心叫人忧愁。
And Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 33 says that the Lord does not delight that we would sorrow.
而且在积极上面，我们看见神根本就是用爱创造世界。
More actively, you see that God has created the entire world.
神是用爱来创造我们这些人。
He's created out of his love all the world that we see in us that he has made.
他把当时这个地被仇敌破坏的地整个修理 renovation 完以后才造人的。
And when the entire earth was ruined by Satan, he came and restored the earth, and then at the very end, he created man.
然后放在什么园里面?
And then he placed man in
伊甸园,
the Garden of Eden.
什么都有了，万物都造齐了。
Everything is there, everything creation is made good and perfect.
伊甸园就叫做快乐的园子。
The Garden of Eden means the Garden of Happiness.
然后神告诉他们说，园中树上所有的果子你们都可以吃。
God says, of all the fruits of the trees in this garden, you may eat.
只有一棵树不可以吃。
But there's one particular one you should not eat.
在弟兄姊妹，你要知道神造人的时候，就是希望人享受他的爱，享受他的祝福，享受他所有的恩典。
So when God made man, God wanted man to enjoy all of his blessings and all of his creation, all of his love.
但是是因为人自己犯罪，破坏了跟神之间的关系，而让这个快乐变得非常辛苦，才能得到。
Is it because our relationship with God is destroyed through our disobedience and our act of sin? That we it becomes very difficult to lay hold of this happiness as intended by God.
请大家注意好，我说连快乐都很难得到。
And I want to say even happiness is hard to get.
心灵中真实的喜乐和满足，只有跟神恢复关系的时候，你才能得到。
The true joy and satisfaction of our hearts can only be restored when our relationship is restored with God.
所以今天很多的快乐都是很短暂。So
therefore, many happiness are very temporal. They're only on the outside.
很多人的笑容是皮笑。
And a lot of people who smile, they're smiling on the outside, but they're not smiling on the inside.
圣经告诉我们,
and the scripture tells us,
在你面前有满足的喜乐,
and your presence is the fullness of joy.
在你右手中有永远的福乐,
and your right hand is a blessing forevermore.
请大家注意,
and there are two key words here.
一个叫满足的喜乐,
the fullness of joy. And it's a joy that is overflowing.
一个叫做永远的福乐, 是 everlasting, 是持久的。
It's a blessing that is forevermore, it's everlasting.
今天我们所追求地上的快乐,
and when we pursue the happiness in this world,
就常常不满。
A lot of times we feel that we're not satisfied.
所以我们觉得不够,
and we say it's not enough.
我们要了还想要,
when we have it, we want more.
我们喝了还渴,
we drink, we're still thirsty.
这是地上快乐的特点,
and this is the characteristic of the happiness of this world.
它就是总有遗憾, 总是不满,
it always ends with regret, it always ends with dissatisfaction.
地上的快乐另外一个特点,
and another particular characteristic of this happiness,
它常常是短暂的,
it's very, very short.
不能够持久,
it doesn't last.
而神所赐的祝福是满足的喜乐, 是永远的福乐,
but the blessings that God gives is a fullness of joy, is a blessing that is everlasting.
秘诀在于在你面前,
the secret is before the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们,
so dear friends and brothers and sisters,
我们在这里不是在讲人生的哲学,
and this morning, we're not talking about the philosophies of men or this life.
我们在讲我们这些人跟造我们的主之间该有的关系。
We're talking about the very relationship that we ought to have with the God who's created us.
就像我们年初所说的,
just as what we said at the beginning of the year,
没有一个跟随耶稣的人不蒙祝福的。There's
not a person who follows Jesus that will not be blessed.
没有一个跟随耶稣的人他的生命不被改变。
Not a person who follows Jesus, his life will not be changed.
没有一个跟随耶稣的人他的价值不被改变。
Not a person who follows Jesus, his life worth is not elevated.
只有我们跟神的关系正常的时候,
only when our relationship with God is normal and healthy,
我们得到满足的喜乐, 永远的福乐,
it's a fullness of joy, it's a blessing forevermore.
只有我们跟神的关系正常的时候,
and again, only when our relationship with God is right,
我们的生命丰盛加上自由,
our lives would be full and that we are completely free.
只有我们跟神的关系正常的时候,
only when our relationship is right with God,
这样子没有我们活着的价值达到最高,
the worth of our life has reached to its pinnacle.
不仅仅我们成为别人的祝福,
not only do we become blessings for those around us,
我们自己活得非常有意义, 非常有价值,
we live a meaningful life and we live a life that is of worth.
弟兄姊妹在那一天的宴席里面,
so that particular day in this feast,
人在那里吃喝, 人在那里快乐,
men were drinking, men were being happy.
哪里晓得不知不觉时间过去了,
after realizing that in the passing of time,
哪里晓得不知不觉酒用尽了,
that the wine has come to its end,
那个快乐止住了,
and all of a sudden the happiness came to an end.
还没有满,
they were not even satisfied or full, and it came to an end.
还不够就没有了,
when they felt that was still not enough, but it was gone.
弟兄姊妹,这是我们人生一个非常明显的写照,
brothers and sisters, this is the reflection of our lives. We said that this is not just an outward event, but there's a teaching behind this event. And I believe many of us who are sitting here has a lot of experiences in life. Even the younger ones here, you have some age that is behind you.
因为我儿子周岁的时候，我就跟于师母讲说，我的儿子终于上了年纪了，有了年纪了。
My son reaches
一岁就叫有年纪了。
When he came to his first, yeah, when he turned one, we said that he's have some age behind.
我可不可以请大家举一些例子，什么叫做酒用尽？
And I'd like to ask everybody, can you give me some examples of the wine being consumed?
在我们人生里面。
Anything in our lives that reflects the fact that the wine is consumed.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。